Senator Bob Menendez accused of accepting bribes from Qatari royal family. By Paul Bois on January 2, 2024. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez, DNJ, has been slapped with additional allegations of accepting bribes from the Qatari royal family. The new allegations accuse Menendez, who has pleaded not guilty to all prior counts, of making positive comments about Qatar in exchange for items of value, including luxury wristwatches, reported ABCNY. The wristwatches allegedly offered to Menendez were valued between $10,000 and $24,000, according to the new indictment. Fred Dibbs, the co-defendant, was quoted in the indictment as saying, "How about one of these?" to Menendez in a message alongside photos of the watches. The two men allegedly attended an event in New York hosted by the Qatari government. Per ABCNY. 2 days later, September 29, 2021, Dibbs sent Menendez a message about a Senate resolution supportive of Qatar as the Qatari investment company considered a real estate investment with Dibbs. By March of 2022, the Qataris were offering Nadine Menendez tickets to the Formula One Grand Prix in Florida, prosecutors said, and by 2023 the Qatari investment company completed a joint venture with Dibbs worth tens of millions of dollars. The indictment further claims that Menendez continued to receive things of value from the Qataris. As Breitbart News reported in October, several Democrats called on Bob Menendez to resign after being indicted, along with his wife Nadine Menendez, in New York in connection with their alleged corrupt relationship with a trio of businessmen and to benefit the Egyptian government. The indictment also alleged that the senator accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of bribes in exchange for favors from the businessmen. Under our legal system, Senator Menendez and the other defendants have not been found guilty and will have the ability to present evidence disputing these charges, and we must respect the process, said Democrat New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. However, the alleged facts are so serious that they compromise the ability of Senator Menendez to effectively represent the people of our state. Therefore, I am calling for his immediate resignation. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Exemplum, why a Christian thriller made for $10,000 is better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge of the stream. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.